Okay, good evening, everybody. Citizens Utilities Advisory Commission meeting for December 4th, 2019. Welcome, everybody. Hope everybody is recovered from their turkey. Okay, very good. So looks like from a roll call perspective, everybody's here. Please take note of that. And we have no citizens today.
Well, we have one.
We have one?
Yeah.
We do?
Not speaking, but we have.
Oh.
Citizens.
Would you like to say anything for this evening?
Don't have to.
Happy holidays, and I wanted to thank you for putting those names of the board on here. I forgot to say something like that.
Okay. All right, thank you. Okay, so let's move on to the approval of the minutes. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes of November 6th, 2019?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those? Great. The minutes are approved from the last meeting. Okay, so let's move on to director's report.
Well, Chair and Commissioners, I don't have anything to report for tonight, but I do want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year coming up. I know you're just getting off the turkey train, but now we're getting ready to go into the Santa Claus trains. I just want to wish everybody a happy holiday period.
Great, thanks. Michelle.
Thank you. Chair and Commissioners, we are continuing to work on recycling. One of the fall semester projects we had with ASU, we've got a partnership with ASU where they provide us some classes to work on it as their class project, and this fall project was on recycling. And so we listened to the presentations today, and the consistent theme was better, simpler outreach. Most people don't understand what the problem is with recycling and how to fix it. And then be consistent. They did recognize it across the valley. There's many different commodities that are people are attempting to recycle. And there's a very mixed message out there. You know, Phoenix is attempting to get to 100% diversion, so nothing goes to the landfill, and yet they can't even maintain consistent recycle rates. So it just has to be consistent. That report will come to this commission. I'm hoping it comes as part of the spring package, just to set your expectation. I just got the fall 2018 reports about a month ago. So I'll get a draft report, and I'm hoping to present that to the commission when we talk about recycling in the future.
Thank you, Michelle. Okay, let's move on to proposed calendar year, right? No, the CY is calendar year?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm making sure. 2020 meeting agenda topics. So thanks for putting the proposed topics together. So Carrie, you want to run through this or?
Just to start out, I do want to point out that I've handed you all a new council meeting schedule for the spring of 2020, which includes budget workshops. Some of them did get changed and moved up. So if you look for the date at the bottom, the old one says September, this one is November. So you can replace the September with this more current version of when those budget meetings will be taking place. So the next item is a proposed agenda topics for the calendar year. Some of the things that we have been working very diligently with on with the commission is getting you guys educated and having you have a good understanding of business and operations and some of the challenges that we experience. We've gotten you guys to a good point of understanding, and so the discussion has become what do we need to meet on in terms of things that we need your input for. There are some things that we feel that we do want to bring to you periodically, which are the budget and financial updates and those types of topics, which, as you can see, we have them listed in a number of places. And then for Michelle's group, you know, they do need to come up, talk again about the recycling program. For us, the biggest thing that we're going to be trying to get you guys up to speed on and looking for your recommendations is we will be starting that rate study cycle again this fall. We do have rate increases approved already for 2020 and 2021. That will be the 4 years of our five-year forecast that we had brought back to you guys two or three years ago. Council, again, has approved 2020 and 2021, but they have not approved that fifth year yet. And so the plan is for us to do another full rate study with an outside consultant. It's always good to get that check on ourselves and see where we land in terms of what do we need to do to want to meet our financial targets, as well as our capital improvement infrastructure that we need to continue to work on meeting those obligations. So this is, again, is what we kind of came up with is, as we know, as we mentioned before in the last meeting, January 1st is a holiday. So then that's the first Wednesday of the month. So right now we didn't have anything planned. And then in February we'll review the 2021 CIP, both departments. And then in March we'll look at our O&M budgets for 2021, fiscal year 2021. And then in May we will do an update on the current fiscal year, which is this year, fiscal year 19. The meetings in June and July, talk about recycling in August. October, we have to do our chair and vice chair recommendations again. And that's when we'll start that rate study discussion. And then November, we'll do the current year fiscal financial updates. And some of the timing on these financial updates has to do with when things close out, when things get updated. So that's why they are where they are. And with that, put it back to the commission.
Great, thank you. So I just have a couple of questions on the new rate study. So is the intention to go to council to get them to approve the fifth year of the original plan plus another five-year study?
So basically what that next study will look at is what we need probably not only for completion of that, but going forward in the future as well, since we're doing that. And as you know, it's a vast undertaking. It's very complex, and there's a lot that goes into it. So it will be, okay, here we are today. What do we need, not only to meet the obligations in which we discussed with council, but in the future? And what does that look like? At this point in time, you know, we think we need that fifth year increase.
Sure.
What that looks like beyond, that's what the study's gonna tell us.
And when would we anticipate that we'd want to provide our policy recommendations for the next rate study to the, you know, to the city council?
So what we did last year was during the budget cycle is include that rate study recommendation because it's all tied to the budget.
Right.
We would anticipate that we would want to have that recommendation and that feedback from the study from you guys to take to council during that budget cycle. So if we started in, because we'll have, you know, in October, in November, December, and if we need to touch on this rate study, we can. And so when we do our presentations to council, then that's when we would need to say, you know what, we discussed this with the commission, they had some ideas, we incorporated them, we, you know, however it looks like and it comes out, we'll bring that forward to council.
So would we separate the request for approval from the city council for the fifth year of the original plan, and then at another time instance go over the new rate study?
It will probably say this is the snapshot of what it looks like.
Okay.
You know, this is what we're looking like at this point in time, and it's they did approve 2 years. They could potentially approve more years. We were hoping that this 5 year will get us caught up in the backlog of what needed to be done.
Okay. I'm just trying to think of, and I don't have all this in my workshops and other things. Just trying to understand how long the rate study is going to be, and then when, you know, is that going to coincide with the next periodic workshop, whenever that is, before the budget season?
that's why I have it scheduled where it is.
Okay.
So that we can get your comments, get your input, so that we can take it to the workshop, the budget workshop.
So do you think one meeting is enough to cover what we need to cover to make recommendations, policy recommendations?
Well, last time we did this, we talked to you a long time about what a rate study is, what does it encompass. Now, we may need to sit down with commissioners who didn't get to go through that process, and we're happy to do that. Or if anybody felt like they needed to have more or go through it again with us, happy to do that. If you're feeling like, you know what, maybe we need to have two, we can certainly do that on that piece. I know the first time we went through this with you guys, it was a lot.
Right.
It was a ton of information, and hopefully we can just do some reminders, some updates on what that looks like again, and if not, then we need to go more in depth, then we can certainly do that. We want to make sure that you're comfortable with the information that we're providing you and that you understand.
Okay, that's the only questions I had. I'll open it up and start as well. Questions?
So do I understand that this year's just basically budget and rate studies is what we're focusing on, since we have several vacant meetings?
For right now, that's where we're at. We've done the educational piece with the commission. We're really looking for policy recommendations from the commission, and so that's kind of where we're trying to focus. But yet keep you updated on those important budget and financial issues that happen throughout the year.
I know we're focusing in on the budget and the rate studies and that. I'm just wondering, maybe on one of these meetings, another item could be tacked on there. Council member Bart Turner went to Israel last week or week before to a water conference. And he was very excited about the water conference and all the things he saw in Israel. And I talked to him just briefly about it. You know, about, I asked him about reclaimed water, and half of the water that they use is reclaimed water in Israel. And then they have other exotic ways that they get water in Israel. It would be interesting, you know, if we could invite Councilman Turner to come in and give us just a brief review of that conference and the use of reclaimed water in Israel. I don't know. It's an interest, just sort of an interest thing.
Chairman, Commissioner, I've had a conversation with him. I had him in the office today because we were getting ready for our AMWA board meeting. He's got to go to tomorrow. And he would like to be able to share that. What I'd propose is that let me talk to him and see, and then I can talk internally here, and then we can have something to share with you when we come back the next time.
Because it seemed to be a waste. He's gone over there and it's got great information, but a lot of that needs to be transferred.
Well, I want to hear it too, because I want to be determined if it's something. They have these every 2 years. I want to see if this is something that I think it might be beneficial for me to have a staff member go to. Mm-hmm. So I think it would be good to have a discussion with him and then see what he thinks, and then we can talk internally here, and then we can bring it back to you.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Couple observations and questions. First of all, I would love to take you up on what you offered earlier, if that was an offer.
Absolutely.
As the new guy, I want to be as prepped as I can, and that would be great. So you just put me on whenever you can, that'd be wonderful. Thank you. I was looking at this, and this is just, I noticed the bare bones schedule right now, but there's a couple things I was curious about. For example, I don't see anything I hear about your scorecard and the status of that follow-up, and I knew that we weren't complete with that. You're working on it, it's pushing through. It'd be great to hear some more about how that's going, if there's any input that we could give that would be helpful, or stuff like that. So I was thinking the scorecard. I know you brief every month under the director's report, the status of everything. And I'm kind of a construction guy. I love to know what's going on with construction. And I know you briefly touch on that. I know in some of the other committees I've been on, we've actually gone out and seen some of the stuff they're doing. And that's all, I don't know if we could have a meeting maybe on site at one of the construction things or do that separately. You guys did a great job showing us new folks out on site before we came on board here. But that's just one of my thoughts on construction. One of the things I saw when we did those tours that I'm curious about, the skilled employees you have here, it was obvious to me that other cities are poaching them for 15 cents more an hour, whatever the going price is. What sort of things we have going to make sure that these great employees we have that are skilled, we're keeping them, whether that's just money in the budget or if there's programs that help keep them on board. But that to me was a big red flag when I went through there, because I'm asking, well, they have these openings, why are they there? Well, the guy went over to work for Peoria for 50 cents an hour more. He went to Phoenix for 75 cents an hour more. It took him 5 years to get qualified to this level. Whatever it is, it will be interesting to hear more about that. And so that was one of the things, the blue container status. You were doing a program on the recyclable and the blue containers. Are we done with that now, or is there more going on with that? It sounds to me like
you... Looks like a recycling
thing. Recycling, the blue containers, to see if that would people would be more attentive to recycling using the blue containers.
Chairman Commissioners, I thought that through time we could update you on the Blue Barrel program. We have two pilots currently ongoing, and I actually apologize, I missed this at the beginning of the meeting. I should have given you that update. We have a pilot on in the Ocotillo District, which is Councilmember Aldamas. That has dropped from 37% to 26%, and that's mid-audit. I think that 26% is overstated. The day we did the actual evaluation, it was raining, and anytime you get wet material, it will process appropriately. So I think that number's even lower, but that's good news. The second area we did was in Councilmember Turner's district. The name is Escape Barrel District, and that's ongoing. The midpoint audit, again, 2 weeks ago or last week, 2 weeks ago, sorry. And his initial numbers were slightly lower at 34%, and the district dropped to 22%. Again, it was a rain day, it wasn't raining as hard, I'm sure it wasn't as wet.
That sounds great.
So part of what we want to do with, and the reason we've got the recycle program out in August, is we need to determine what's happening with that program. Is the Blue Barrel sufficient? What the cost of implementing that program might be, and come back with a holistic approach. And that's why we've deferred it so long, is and then that ties right into the budget for the following year. So that's okay. That's the timing of the August, to make sure we're coming back with a comprehensive response versus just kind of points.
But it sounds like a great program, and it's really encouraging.
Part of the February director's update, well, I will inform you the final numbers of that Blue Barrel pilot program.
I'll ramble on a little bit. You've talked in the past about the commercial trash program competing with private industry, and we're doing pretty well with that. It'd be nice to hear some more about that. Probably director's updates would be the right place for it. I think that's all the notes I have for right now. This sounds great.
Just a couple of things I can comment on. The construction projects, we have to see if we can do that. And that would really need to take place during the day.
Absolutely.
Obviously, it's not something that
when
we can
do. When there's sunshine out?
Yeah. So if that's a possibility, we can look at doing a field trip. I would need to check.
By the way, I have no idea how anyone else here feels about that.
Yeah. But if even, you know, Commissioner, even if it's just you, if we can do that, and I just need to just kind of check, because they are large construction projects, where are we at with safety? And, you know, is it, what's our liability if we do that? So that is something I'm going to have to check and get back with you guys on. And
whatever works, that'd be great.
As far as the staffing, I can tell you right now, the city is currently done a solicitation and did what we call an RFP, request for proposal, for a number of different companies to come in and evaluate, look at our compensation. HR is actually doing that now, and those types of activities do fall under the HR purview, because it's not only us, we're part of a larger organization on that piece. As that information comes forward, we can certainly share it. But I know I think one of the intents is to look at, how do we provide our raises and who we compete with and what do they do and those types of activities. To make sure that we are competitive. Some of it is, it's just an employee market right now. You can, if you want a job, you can get one.
There you go, Larry.
What did Pat say about, what did you do during the Great World War, Grandpappy? Shoveled something in Louisiana. I'll pass on by that.
Thanks for your comments, Larry.
I think the majority have been kind of already discussed. You did a great job, Larry, thank you. Very,
Getting that hot air on.
I do think that the, as far as the projects, just an idea, perhaps, if there's projects in each of our separate districts, instead of trying to get everyone together and coordinating, maybe there could be, you know, we could go out as that representative or, and then give feedback instead of wrangling everyone together, because it may be a challenge to coordinate schedules. So like if there's something, you know, in our perspective.
Even if it, you know, were maybe one or two, that would be fine.
Yeah.
The water is a system. We don't really look at it by districts.
Right.
So while one district may have something because the water plant is there, that water plant may feed several districts.
Right.
So, you know, we can look at districts, but I'm not sure that's the best approach, just based on there might not be anything in your district going on at that point.
Exactly.
So
just a consideration.
But if it's, we'll work our best to get schedules coordinated. So.
My thought process behind that is that, you know, what may be taking place in my system, as you said, it's fluid, so it's going to affect somebody else or everybody else. So that's why I thought it might be easier just to, and then that way, you know, we can see what's happening in our area, if that makes sense. That's all. Services, and I think my interest would be some quality updates. I don't know exactly how that could be, just maybe even in the director's updates, but just
quality. What do you, can you be more specific?
Water quality, kind of just feedback of how things are going, if there's any issues or anything. I know that's really general, but I think along with the drought, I saw that there's a note here, if drought conditions change, that additional presentations, but I think drought is for Arizona kind of an ongoing consideration, right? That we should get some feedback on regularly.
Well, Chair, Commissioners, we put that note in there because if the trigger points at Lake Mead happen to change, or if we're approaching them, we need to let you know that what we're seeing and change right now. Last time I looked at the trigger point, we're still above the trigger point. And I think one of the key things that's important here is the weather. If we see a good significant snowpack in the upper basin and what we're seeing on the Salt and Verde Rivers, then I think that would be a good time to show you that there's new information and that we have a better positive outlook or whatever. So if the outlook that we've given you in your general understanding right now, if it happens to change in a manner, I think it'd be appropriate and we could slip that on the agenda.
Perfect. That's all I have to say.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing for me except that if there's going to be a refresh in training, I would like to be on that list as well.
We can do that.
That's it.
I'm going to just say this, we'll probably get through the holidays. And then after the first of the year, I do need to set up some tours. We've got some new staff that need to go on tours too. And we've got some new council assistants and whatnot. So we tend to like to do it in groups.
Sure, makes sense.
And so we can certainly, you know, add you guys in because it's a lot of information. It's a complex topic. There's a lot going on. We're all excited about it because that's what we do all the time, right? And we're very pleased that you guys have such enthusiasm on that piece of it. So, if I may, Chairman, even, what I'm hearing from you, you would like us to add a balanced scorecard?
Yes, it's just the ones for me. Robin's got one more follow-up.
Well, I was kind of surprised when I looked at the schedule. So I know last meeting, Vice Chairman Short and I talked to you about Senator McSally's bill before the House and Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And in reading through it, it talked about the aging dams and stuff. And I really would be interested, would that include like the Salt River Valley? And what would it, if the bill goes through, what would it entail? Would we have, CAP has fees that are permanent on, if you live in that area, on your taxes or something like that you pay every year to support the CAP program? Would that be something that the SRP program, because of the aging infrastructure? And I know they've redone the Roosevelt Dam, but they only added to it. The dam is over 100 years old, and was talking about it in this bill. So I really would like, number one, to have more information about it, especially if the bill passes. And second of all, I read about the city of Phoenix. They have a program they're starting where under the soil, they're I guess taking the soil out, and they're putting a bed of like vermiculite and substance down there so it retains the water, in the soil so it doesn't evaporate so fast. I had the paper, but I forgot about it. I mean, I can email it to you. So those are things I think concerning water conservation, and you know, if that bill does pass, how does it affect our water supply and the different.
So we did, as you guys know, sent you all an update or just kind of a summary of what was in that bill. As you know, bills go through many revisions.
Mm-hmm.
So if the bill does pass, we are happy to come back to you guys and give you an update of what, to summarize it again, what does this really mean to us?
Mm-hmm.
So yes, we can certainly keep that on the radar.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the point that it does pass, we can slip it in, absolutely.
Next one. Okay, great. So I think, Carrie, you're going to summarize some of the discussion here.
Yeah, so what I'm hearing is you guys would like to add a meeting with balanced scorecard. I'm going to follow up on construction projects and, you know, can we do that?
That'll just be a road trip.
Yeah, it's a field trip. And then once we get some of the staffing information, we can, or the compensation, we can share that with you guys as well.
So the way I did, I kind of marked, is this something that should be on the agenda or the directors provided, you know, in their...
On the staffing or on the compensation, I'm sorry?
Yeah, so that's what I felt that, you know, anything with employee retention, which is another kind of here and here, the HR work that has to, you can give that during your directors.
And or I can follow up with email to provide a bunch more detail of what actually came out of that report.
Mr. Chairman, these are all great ideas, and we'll figure out how's the best way to give you an update on that information. And I'm really proud of the work that's going on. We got every plant under construction now except this one. This one's going to be shortly. There's going to be things happening here. So, and my goal is, I'm getting a little off subject here, so I got to be careful, but what we'll do is, well, I want to schedule your visits to the plants where I'm getting close to being complete, so you can see. We're going to have a grand opening. My first initial plan is to have for Arrowhead will be the first one that's going to be completed, and I want to have a grand opening for the mayor and council so they can see where all the money that they've approved is going and how it was used. So preliminary to that, that we can work on something to get you guys, those who want to know or want to see it, we can kind of show you through there, because probably in another 60 days or 90 days, we should be pretty close to being able to stand back and look at it and see there's a lot of work that's been done. So we'll think that through on, and then the Pyramid Peak is getting ready to start on. That's going to be $80 million, and that's really kicking into high gear now. And then Choi is really, is going strong too, so we got some plants and stuff we'll show you. We're doing sewer repair, manhole repair, valve repair, line replacements for both sewer and water going on, so it won't be hard to find a time and place to do that. Those are a little more complicated to see how that all goes, because there's a lot of things happening all at one time in a very small period, in a small area. But I thank you for bringing up those comments. On the skilled employees, I'll talk to you about that at the next director's report. There's four things that we do that we're working on right now that we've been in place that we try to help with to keep our staff up at the, I'm very proud of the staff I have now, but it, on the technician side is where we're having our challenges, and on the operator side, but we're coming up with plans to help with that. So I'd be happy to update you on that and the rest of the stuff that we wrote down. I've got the construction updates, skilled employees, balance scorecard, and quality update. Let me figure out how I want to address that, but I hear what you're saying. How's everything going, basically? And then, as soon as I can get some information from Commissioner Berryhill, I'd like to know a little bit more about that soil and vermiculite.
I'll be with
you. Okay. That's all I got.
And then the other one was the drought, potential drought, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so this has been a good discussion. There's no action or decisions tonight. That all has to happen in February. Okay, so Kara, if you want to kind of put a little matrix together that with the topics we discussed, you know, either they're going to be agenda items or they're going to be director report items, right? Is that same reasonable?
We can do that.
Okay. Okay, and we'll have that ready for February. Right. Any other questions, comments? Very good. Thank you very much. Wow. We've got a stopwatch.
Future agenda items?
Okay, so let's move on to commissioner comments and suggestions, and I'm going to start with you.
Well, my suggestion is what I just spoke of is Senator Sally's bill before Congress, and I will email to Craig the thing on the city of Phoenix.
Yeah.
I just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Safe New Year, and thank you all.
Any comments?
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year also.
I'll miss you in January.
Yeah, so I would like to thank everyone involved in the reports to this commission. I appreciate it. Being my first year here, I've learned quite a bit, and I'm very, very grateful, and I wish everyone a Merry Christmas as well.
So this year has been pretty active. A lot of things going on. And you guys have done a tremendous job with giving us the information that we've asked for and answering all the questions. And you guys are always spot on, and appreciate, you know, the feedback, and that you guys listen to us very well. That's pretty important. And then some of the staff, Katrina and Denise, thank you for all the work that you guys do. Appreciate that. And with that, I hope everybody has a safe holiday, and be off for 1 month. Okay, with that, we'll move on. I think we already talked about future agenda items.
I think so.
We're already set for February, unless anybody has any other comments that they want to make. Okay, very great. All right, next meeting, February 5th. So if somebody shows up here in January. February 5th, 2020, next year.
Wow.
Yeah, it went fast. Same time, 6 p.m.
We're getting older.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. And with that, I will ask for a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned, thank you, everybody.
Oh, wow, wow.
Wait.
39 seconds.
30, no, so wait. Well, we started just a minute late, so 35 minutes.
The last city council meeting, they did it 50% of the time they did it tonight. They were fast.
They had.